be 31, and for a very long time I have been smoking. I smoke so much. I smoke the minimum of 10 sticks of cigarettes a day, and this year I have decided that that is going to be in the past, and putting out this podcast is going to serve as a witness for this journey. Every day, every moment I feel like smoking, I'm going to record a podcast and I'm going to share my thoughts. I'm going to share how I feel. I'm going to share that in conjunction to my journey of quitting. So the first is getting on the first 3 days free of smoking. So after the first 3 days and it's a success, we're going to push forward for 10 days, and then from 10 days it's going to be, let's try, be on me with this journey. I promise you I'm going to put all my best and effort to make sure we hit it at 365 days. It's a challenge, guys. Come on board, come support me and point my heart out. This is over 15 years of smoking. I'm about to drop that. So once again, my name is Samuel Philip, and this podcast has been officially dedicated to my journey of quitting. So let me give us a little insight of how it all started. You know, it's just peer pressure. The first time I picked up a stick of cigarettes, I hated it so much, and I started hanging out with a group of friends that they smoke always, and due to my, you know, I was idle at a moment in my life. I didn't have much going on with me. I'm trying to figure out what's going on, you know. I'm seeing life in a different perspective. Things were being very difficult for I and my family, and the people I had around me were just not very good, and I didn't have much of a choice. Being the fact that the environment that I grew up in was not the very best, you know, it harbors a lot of people that abuse substances, and to some extent I picked up smoking cigarettes, and it became a habit that when I fell into depression, I consumed cigarettes. In fact, it was like my go-to. I get bored without a stick of cigarette. I smoke in the middle of the night. I smoke the first thing when I wake up. In fact, for a couple of years, I just couldn't go to the toilet without smoking. It was that disgusting, and I've been trying to fight that. You know, I made so many promises that I've broken. I made promises with New Year resolutions. I made promises with my first child, you know. It was really difficult, but this is me. I'm trying to carry you all along, and if you are in the same situation as me, come on, let's go on this together. Let this podcast be my method of reaching out and carrying you along. Let's all go in group and a mass. You can share this to someone where you feel that he or she is struggling to quit smoking. Let's get on this journey together. I'm honestly going to pull this out. I just want to share our thoughts. I want to share your story. If you have a story, come on, let's talk. I know it's a very difficult journey. I've been there. I've been trying to get through that. I've certain milestones upon milestones, and this shit is not easy, man. It's not easy. I am here to tell you guys that we can do it. It's possible. It's not good. We kill ourselves. We hurt ourselves from the inside whenever we do it, and we tell ourselves that we will never want to do this anymore. But somehow we just find ourselves caught in that rut. So this is a new year. Come on, let's do it. Let's do it. We can do it. I know how far this podcast can reach you, but this is a method that would work. If you come on together with me, write me on my email, you know, write me on this podcast. It is, follow me on Instagram. It is theimproviser, THE_improviser. You can write me on my email, awesomebillsam@gmail.com. just email me. I'm going to share our stories. I'm going to talk to someone. I'm going to talk to someone directly. We're going to just ask me how the journey is going. Encourage me. I'm going to encourage you. Let's have a community that we can grow globally. And I'm just going to be right here to share my story every day. Every day, there will be a segment of my podcast dedicated to this journey. So, for those who want to quit, it's a journey for us. For whatever you want to quit, it doesn't have to be smoking. It can be anything that you're trying to drop this year. Let's get on that queue. Help someone. Help someone. Try it. It's going to be fun. Come on. Every day, take a moment, 1 minute of your day to just write me and say, come on, how's this journey going? These are my suggestions. What do you think we should do? Let's just exchange information. And I'm going to put up, just let me know your story. Let's start with, let me know your story. How did you pick up smoking? I'm going to be reading out our stories on every podcast, every day. Every day, I'm going to read our stories. We're going to hear different stories. We're going to understand that we are all connected in some way. And somehow we picked up this demon that we just cannot let go. For me, I am not grateful. I am not happy that I have this demon inside me, and I'm trying to fight it out. I'm trying to pull it out. And 2022 is the year that I have decided that I'm going to fight it to the core. And I want armies with me. We're going to raise armies. I'm going to help. Let's hit at least 1 million quitters. We don't know how long we can do that, but that is our target. That is our target. I am a heavy smoker and I am trying to stop. I know it's not easy, but we're going to get on that journey. It's cold turkey style. No day. This is the first day of the year 2022. So even if you fall, pick up from where you stop. But whatever it is, but this is my story. I am going 365 days. I'm going to be here every day as long as I get your feedback, as long as I get your support. I'm going to be here every day. My name is Samuel Philip. Samuel Philip. Like I said, hit me up on Instagram, THE_improviser. I am going to reply every messages, every stories about smoking. So, I'm really excited this year. I'm really excited for what this year holds. I am halfway into my target of, you know, whatever I have planned out for last year. But last year was really great. You know, I was able to achieve a lot. I had my son, my first kid. You know, I became a father, and that is just a journey that I've been trying to cope up with, and it's beautiful so far. I can't wait to see his face. He went to church with his mom for the Crossover service towards New Year. It's a big thing right here in my country, you know. A lot of people want to spend time in the presence of the Lord, just, you know, crossing over to the New Year. It's like a tradition. It's a religious tradition for us here. And I usually get on that, but, you know, I at the point, I don't really see a big of a deal. I'd rather, you know, sit back here and kick off on the things that I really want to do and kick off on them really hard with that energy and push it out, you know, without a construction of mind. You know, I have never set up this goal. I've never been able to confidently come outside to talk about my smoking habit. In fact, it's something that I hide away from my family and friends because of how disgusting I feel whenever I pick it up. But it became a habit that I just couldn't let go, and it sucks. It every time I just want to, I don't know, it just hurts. It hurts so bad. If you are in the same shoe as me, I just want to carry you along. I just have a feeling that smokers out there have this feeling, and you just can't let it go. If someone else sees you the way that you smoke, they feel like you enjoy it. They feel like this is your food, something you cherish. But I know deep down within you, you just don't want to do it. It's just a dirty habit you picked up that you can't let go. This is how I feel. I am not proud of it. I know you're not proud of it. So let's get on this bandwagon. And if you're proud of it, this is not for you. But look here. We know the consequences of smoking. We know that smoking kills. Smoking causes lung cancer. It's right there on the pack. We just can't let go. We ignore the information right there. We just carry on fast. We are blind to it. This is me. A few minutes ago, I took my last stick of cigarette. I smoked, and that is because I said to myself that that is going to be my last. And this challenge is going to get us on. It's going to give a purpose to my podcast. I've been doing a lot of, you know, testing and running from my previous episodes. You don't have to listen to those, but this is our journey. This is the main aim. Smoking kills. How to quit. Join my journey. Join my challenge. Join it on Smash It. Smash smoking. Smash smoking. This is a new overview of this podcast. This is a new title. So just save it. You know, put it on your reminder every day. I'm going to tell you my journey. I'm going to tell you how I feel. I'm going to tell you what it feels like. I'm going to tell you how I'm able to pass it up. So the last thing I do, just like the first thing I do on the following day, I'm going to be dropping my podcast 11 p.m. Western African time. So that's GMT plus one. Just know, match it up with your time zone and hit it up on your reminder that every 11:30 p.m. you should expect a podcast from me about my journey, how smoking went, and I'm ready to read your mails that you've sent. So let's get on this. Let's get on this, guys. Smash it. Whoa. I'm hyped as I'm also waiting for the pickup call. My family are in church and I'm waiting at any moment to go pick them up when they are done, because they are listening to the regular "This Year Is Your Year. This Year Is Your Year." I feel like as I'm saying this, it's going in sync with a pastor somewhere in his church and congregation telling his congregation that because on my time it is 12:14. You have 12:14. So by this time they are screaming, "It is your year! It is your year!" Man, but look, guys, it is our year to quit smoking. That's what I'm about to tell you. So, it is your year! It is your year! Look, see, something funny is really going on right now. I just plucked my mic and I'm hitting on this record already. I have not tested if what I've been saying has been recording. Man, if it hasn't, I just can't imagine the amount of work, gem, gold that I've dropped right here that is not recorded. I'm just gonna, oh my God. But I just wish and I pray that this doesn't happen. I hope that everything that I've said goes through this mic and has gone through to be published. Oh no, no, no. But let us keep in mind, let me not waste much of your time, because I know you found a new friend and I found a new friend. I would like to know you. I would like to know where you are writing from, because we are about to quit smoking. Let's smash it. Once again, my name is Samuel Phillips. See you tomorrow, same time, right here. We're coming for you, smoke. Tobacco kills.